the past. An exciting past. A romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Mystery of Green Hill. It's a cold, clear February day, and Frank and Bart have taken in the Burrage for a ride in their new ice boat on the frozen expanse of the Quinnipiac River just east of New Haven. As our story opens, the trim craft is flying across the ice at a terrifying...
Enough to take your breath away. How fast are we going, Frank?
About 50 miles an hour, I'd say. Wouldn't you mind?
Oh, sure. Easily.
50 miles an hour? This would be the fastest thing in the world.
It is, just about.
Sure. I heard one of the ice boats on the Hudson River last year beat the new 20th century train.
Imagine... Terrific speed now. How in the world can we stop?
That's easy. All we have to do is head around into the wind. We'll stop just as though we've thrown out an anchor.
Oh. Better bring her about right now, Frank. We're getting closer to shore.
You're right. Watch the boom, Enzo. Here we go.
That's amazing. We stopped within a few feet.
Oh, well. Shall we take another spin up the river?
Oh, no, thanks. As long as we're here at the dock, I'd better stay. Perhaps they'll be around to pick me up any minute now.
Oh, have it your own way. Better drop the sail, Bart.
Aye, aye, Captain. Well, Enza, how did you like your first ice boat ride?
Oh, it was wonderful, Frank. Really wish I had more time. But I promised Aunt Belle I'd drive up to Green Hill with her this afternoon.
Green Hill? Right along the river here?
Yes, Bart. It's a mile or so upstream from here. She finally found a place to rent for the summer right on the bank. She wants to go up and have a look at it.
Oh, why don't you ask Aunt Belle to ride up in the ice boat with us? We can make it in no time flat.
Sure, how about it?
You know Aunt Belle better than that. She wouldn't set foot on it. No, thanks. We'll have to go by sleigh.
Oh, I guess you're right. Here, Enzo, let me help you over to the dock. The ice is a little thin along the shore here.
Thanks. There, that's better.
Come on, Bart. We'll wait here with Enzo until Aunt Belle arrives.
You're right with it.
Oh, you needn't do that. Go on with your ice boat.
Oh, that's all right, Enzo. We have all the rest of the afternoon. But tell me about the summer place you found.
Well, it's the old meal place up at Green Hill.
Did you say the old meal place, is it?
Yes, you know it?
Oh, I say I do. Is it supposed to be haunted or something?
That's a lot of nonsense. You've been listening to village gossip, right?
Well, then why has it been vacant all these years?
The agent who rented the house explained that to Aunt Belle. Seems there was some sort of legal complication.
Oh.
The owner, Mr. Robert Neal, disappeared some years ago, and his relatives weren't able to do anything with the place until he was located.
Oh, you mean this Robert Neal has finally been found?
Well, no, but since he hasn't been heard of in all this time, he's been declared legally dead or something. I don't quite understand it, but at least the relatives are able to rent it at last.
Oh, no wonder the place has a reputation for being haunted. I bet there was some dirty work there if the truth were known.
Oh, my goodness. I hope not.
Oh, I got it. I've talked to people around town who used to know the old boy. They say it would be just like him to pick up and go to some out-of-the-way country without telling anyone. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, maybe. The whole thing sounds a little fishy to me.
All I can say, Bart, is I hope you're wrong. Aunt Belle certainly wouldn't want to spend all summer in a haunted house. Well, there's the place, Aunt Belle. My, isn't it impressive looking?
From the outside, at least. Pull up at the gate lodge, Ginger. Mr. Nelson said we'd find a caretaker here.
All right. Whoa, there. Oh. I see the caretaker shoveling off the wall.
We'll see. Young man. Oh, young man.
Yes'm? Are you calling me?
Are you the caretaker for the Neal estate?
No, ma'am. You want my uncle. He's right in the house. I'll call him.
Thank you.
Unc! Hey, Unc! A couple of ladies to see you.
What is it, Luke?
These people. They want to see the caretaker.
All right. I'm coming.
How do you do? My name is Belle Burrage. My niece and I have come to look through the Neal house.
Sorry, ma'am. No sightseers. Come on, Luke. Get back to your shoveling.
You don't understand. Mr. Nelson, the agent in New Haven, sent us over. I plan to rent the place for the summer months.
You're mistaken, Miss Burrage. This place ain't for rent.
I'm afraid you're the one who's mistaken, Mr. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Sherwin, ma'am.
Very well, Mr. Sherwin. Here's a note from Mr. Nelson in New Haven. As you see, he represents the Neal family and has agreed to let me look at the place.
Let me see. Looks legitimate.
But, Neal, if they rent the place, that means...
Shut up, boy.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Sherwin, if you don't mind, we'd like to see the place.
Well, I reckon there's no reason to stop you, but I warn you, ma'am, you ain't gonna think much of it. Come along, I'll take you up.
Oh, this is a lovely room. Don't you think so, Arthur?
Very charming.
Take note of the floors. They're warped up some. Yep, it's pretty damp here in the summertime.
And tell them about the mosquitoes, Unc. Why, they're so
big. I'll handle this, Luke. But the lad is right. The mosquitoes, it might be bothersome come the hot weather. The house being so close to the river and all. Why, they come in those windows...
Oh, fiddlesticks. I don't imagine they're any worse here than they are right at home.
Can't we see some of the other rooms, Mr. Sherwin?
I reckon so. Oh, this way. Yeah, you better watch your step in that dining room. There have to be some plaster on the floor.
Plaster?
Yeah, roof leaks pretty bad.
Oh, nonsense. The plaster looks perfectly sound to me. Mr. Sherwin, you're obviously trying to discourage us from renting this place. Why?
Ma'am?
You know very well what I mean. You've done nothing but point out the bad features of this place since we set foot in it.
Just been telling you the truth, that's all.
I didn't listen.
Ah, that poor old Major. He was Mr. Neal's favorite dog.
What's the matter with him? Why is he howling like that?
I reckon he's seen the old man's ghost again. Does it every time he sees him. Is that right, Unc?
Huh? Yes. So they say.
Oh, that's very sad. Makes my hair stand on end. Aunt Belle, haven't we seen enough?
Enough? We've only begun to look. Mr. Sherwin, you don't think for a minute I believe that nonsense about a ghost, do you?
Lots of folks do, Miss Bird.
Well, I am not one of them. My niece and I are going to continue our inspection.
Suit yourself, ma'am.
As a matter of fact, I think we could do very much better on our own. I suppose you leave the key with us, and we'll drop it off at the Gate Lodge when we finish.
Well, now, I don't know, ma'am. I ain't supposed to do that.
Oh, rubbish. I've practically rented the place, haven't I? And if there are any defects in this house, natural or supernatural, I would much prefer to discover them for myself.
Well, all right. You asked for it. Come along, Luke.
Yes, sir.
Only I advise you ladies to watch your step. Some of these floors ain't none too good.
Don't worry. Come along,
Angel.
Let's get on.
Gee, Unc, you think they're really going to rent it?
I don't know, Luke, but I don't like the look of things.
Me neither. Tell you what, though, I could sort of hang around and keep an eye on them.
Huh? Well, all right, Luke. Suppose you do just that.
Yes, sir. I'll watch them like a hawk, Unc. Yeah,
see that you do. Mind, they don't know that you're here.
Don't worry none about that. They won't have an idea in the world they're being watched. Just leave that to me.
But, Adele, are you sure you want to go poking around down in this basement?
Of course, child. The basement's the most important part of a home. I just want to make sure it isn't as damp as that man Sherwin would like us to think.
May not be damp, but it certainly is dark.
Hold the candle a little higher, Bob. That's better. Oh, quite a nice basement. See, it isn't damp at all.
Doesn't seem to be. What's that over there?
Probably a little wine cellar. Let's have a look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least it isn't locked.
Can you see anything? Mm-hmm.
Just a little room. Maybe something on those shelves. I'll see.
About not carve yourself, child. You're hysterical.
You saw them as plain as day. There were bones on the dirt floor of the closet.
Bones? Let me get that candle.
Oh.
Oh, my good heavens. You don't suppose it could be Mr. Wells?
Oh, Estelle, let's get out of this awful place.
Emily, yes, we must get to the sheriff at once.
Follow me, Anthony.
Up the stairs. No wonder they said the place is haunted.
Here we are.
No, we left the tray over this way toward the front of the house. Hurry.
I never got such a start in my life. I won't be satisfied until we get away from this place.
And neither will I, but we soon will be. Oh, here's the front door.
I just hope it... Estelle, look!
Here's our cutter. He's stealing it.
Wait! Stop! Come back! Estelle, could you see what it was?
No, we drove off so fast you couldn't tell. Oh, this is terrible. We must find that caretaker at once. Well, here's the gate passage. But I don't see our sleigh.
No sign of Mr. Sherwin either. Wait, I'll knock on the door.
Oh, dear. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. Try again, Hinsa.
They must be here. It's got to be.
Never did trust that Sherwin fellow. Get the eyes.
Oh, and that nephew of his. He did act strangely. And so I'm scared.
I wish I could say rubbish, child, but for once I can't. I'm scared, too.
We've got to get out of here. Come on, we'll walk back to town. Never mind our sleigh.
But I can't. You know I never could walk very far, and in these heels, and in the high snow.
Oh, I know. You never could, Missy. You have to think of something else.
Perhaps we should hide or something. Oh, if we'd only brought Frank along.
Of course, that's it. Aunt Belle, do you have a mirror in your purse?
A mirror? Good heavens, child, this is no time for that. We're in danger.
You don't want it for that. Aunt Belle, there's a chance Frank and Bart may still be ice boating out on the river.
Oh, we could only reach them. But they may be miles away.
That's exactly why I want the mirror. I'm going up on that bluff overlooking the river. If we have any luck at all, Frank and Bart should be here with us in a matter of minutes.
We got a wind now. Look at that right rudder ray. That's racing a little too high. We're losing speed. Sail a little closer to the wind, Bart.
Right, yeah.
How's that? Better. The more we can keep those runners on the ice, the faster we can go. It's a good thing Enzo's with us now. Getting ready to be frightened. I say we're almost flying. Hey, Frank, get ready to come about. Start on the other tack.
I guess you're right. About time to head for home.
I'll be glad when we do come about. The sun's nearly blinding me.
Well, it's shining right in our eyes. Like flashes.
Well, we won't have to worry heading home. The sun will be at our back. Hang on, I'm coming about.
No, wait. Those flashes, that could be a signal. Head her up into the wind. I want to stop.
Well, just as you say. Here goes.
Look at that, Bart. I was right. Those flashes are signals. Someone must be signaling with a mirror.
Right at us, too. No wonder it was bobbing our eyes. Probably some kid playing a joke.
Now, wait a second. There's a pattern to those signals. Of course. It's Morse code.
What?
Look. Dot, dot, dot. Dash. 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 Dot, dot, dot.
See, that's SOS.
Exactly. It's done very haltingly, but that's what they're spelling, S-O-S.
Well, let's see now. It's coming from that embankment over on that side of the river.
That's Green Hill, Bart, where the Neal place is.
Green Hill? Good night. You don't suppose that could be in the signal?
It might be, Bart. That's about all the Morse code she knows. Close all that sheet, Bart. We're heading for Green Hill just as fast as these runners can take it.
Let's go. Oh, it's Inza, all right.
Yeah. Inza, are you all right? Where's your Aunt Belle?
Thank goodness you saw the message. Something awful,
Frank. Here's Mrs. Bird, Frank. She's all right, too.
Frank, and Bart, what happens? It's a relief to see you.
What's been going on here?
It's that house, Frank, and old Mr. Neal.
Mr. Neal? You mean he's returned?
It has become painfully obvious that he never left. At least not physically.
Hey, what is this?
Aunt Belle and I were going through the house, and we went down to look at the basement. I went into a dark little room with a dirt floor, and I saw it.
Saw what?
Bones on the floor.
What? Bones?
It was horrible. It must have been a skeleton.
But are you sure?
Oh, yes, by positive.
What did the caretaker have to say about
it? That's really the worst part of it, Frank. Both the caretaker and that idiotic nephew of his have disappeared.
This is a mess.
No wonder you were frightened.
And that's not all. Our horse and sled have disappeared, too. And that's why we were really frantic. The only thing we could think of was to try to signal you two out on the river.
I'm glad you did. Let's go back in the house. I want to see this basement for myself.
Look, what in tarnation are you up to? What you doing out here with that sled?
I had to take it, Unc. I told you no good would come from those nosy women poking around the house.
Well, I didn't want them around no more than you did. What happened?
I followed them, like you said. They went down into the basement and found this.
What's in the bag?
I'll show you. Look.
Good Lord.
They said it was old Mr. Neal. I knew the minute they saw him, they'd be getting out of there. Probably run right into town and spread the news. I was on the stairs when they begun to holler.
Gosh.
I beat it up the stairs ahead of them. Just did have time to get the cutter away so they couldn't go for the sheriff.
Well, how did you get this?
Well, I waited till they started down the road. Then I ducked back into the cellar and gathered up the bones. I brought them out here in the cutter. I thought you'd know what to do about it.
Shut up, Luke. We've got to get rid of them. We'll take them to the old quarry and bury them. You made a fine mess of things.
What else could I do, Unc? I didn't.
Shut up. I don't know. If they ever find out, we took their cutter.
Oh, but they're bound to find out, Unc, if they've come back.
Now, you listen to me, Luke. You and I were out cutting firewood when they come out of the house. You understand? Now, you stick to that story, no matter what.
Sure, Unc, but the cutter...
The cutter was back in the barn the whole time. You put it there yourself. You understand?
Yeah, but how are we going to get it back to the barn? They might come out of the house any minute and see
it. I'll fix that.
But...
Now, let me do the thinking, Luke, and we'll both be better off. As soon as we bury these bones... I'm going back to the house. Give me a 10-minute start, then drive the cutter straight to the barn. You understand?
Yes, sir. I guess so. Unc, there's just one thing.
Oh, good Lord. Now what?
Old Mr. Neal.
Huh?
Was it really you who did it?
Don't ask stupid questions, Luke. Just stick to the story. Now let's get hopping.
See why you were frightened, all right. Sure is dark down here.
Hold the candle up higher, Blake. That's the way.
Oh, wait, Frank. That's the place over there. Do look. I'll stay here.
All right. Come on, Blake.
Maybe we should have gone straight to the police, Frank.
We better make sure what this is all about first. Is this the room, Enza?
Right there, Frank. See?
No, I don't. Come all the way in with the candle, Blake.
All right. I don't see anything.
Wait, Frank, I'll show you.
Well, show me.
Frank, I don't understand. They were right here.
Well, there's nothing in this little room now, is there? You can see that for yourself.
Must have been your imagination. Candlelight can play funny tricks sometimes, especially when you're nervous, you check.
Sure, that's it. You imagine it.
You did nothing of the kind. It was there. Wasn't it, Aunt Dale?
Most certainly was, and I consider the whole affair more sinister than ever. Someone has obviously been here since we discovered it.
Oh, good night. Listen to that.
Oh, that awful dog again.
It's coming from somewhere just outside the house.
You told Mr. Neal's dog, Frank. The caretaker told us all about him. He's been grieving ever since his master disappeared.
Oh, I don't wonder you were scared. That yowling's enough to give anyone the creep.
Frank, what was that?
Door to the basement. Someone just slammed it. Come on.
Frank Melville, don't you dare leave us alone in this awful place.
We won't, ma'am.
What's the big idea? Who locked us in here?
I don't know, but we're going to find out soon enough.
Oh, Frank, what are we going to do? How are we going to get out?
This door looks none too solid. Come on, Bart. If we hit it together, we can force it.
We can give it a try. Come on. Put your weight against it.
Together now. One, two,
three. A
couple more times. It'll give. One, two, three.
Giving.
Again.
One, two, three.
There goes the panel. I can reach the bolt now. There. There.
All right, Aunt Sam, Mrs. Burge, come on up.
Oh, my goodness, I was worried. Imagine being trapped in that black hole.
Now do you believe we saw something? That door didn't close and lock itself.
And another thing, don't forget someone stole our horse and sleigh.
You're right. There's something very wrong here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Mrs. Burge.
Who's that?
That caretaker. We're in here, in the butler's pantry.
Oh, hey, I was just... Who are these folks?
They're friends of ours, Mr. Sherwin. Where have you been? We've been looking for you.
We most certainly have.
Been out in the woods cutting some firewood. Say, what's the meaning of this? Who broke this door?
We did, Mr. Sherwin. But the important question is, who locked it while we were down in the basement?
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Might have known. Happened to me once. This is a funny bolt on this door. Sometimes a draft will slam the door and the bolt falls into place. Happened to me one time about a year ago.
And I suppose a draft blew away the horse and sleigh that was parked outside.
What's that, young fella?
He's talking about our horse and sleigh. It was stolen while my aunt and I were looking through the house.
Now, ma'am, that just goes to show what happens when folks jump to conclusions. Your horse and cutter are snug and warm this very minute out back in the barn.
The barn?
Yes.
But we saw someone take it with our own eyes.
Well, that was Luke. While you were looking around, I told him to drive the cutter around there. Sort of cold to have a horse standing outside while two ladies look over a house.
Yes, of course. We owe you an apology, Mr. Sherwin. That was very thoughtful of you.
Yes, common decency, ma'am.
Now, wait a minute. How do we know he's telling the truth, Frank?
Telling the truth? Well, now, I'll just go and fetch that horse.
Never mind, Mr. Sherwin.
Huh?
Bart and I will go back to the barn and get the horse ourselves. Come on, Bart.
There it is, all right. The old boy was telling the truth after all.
I wonder.
What do you mean, Frank?
Well, that was a pretty lame explanation of how we got locked in the basement. It seems strange, too, that both Enza and her Aunt Belle were positive they saw those bones down in the basement. And now they're gone.
That's been bothering me, too. How do you explain it?
I wish I could. For one thing... Hey, wait a minute. Bart, put your hand on the horse's flank here.
Oh, what's that? Hey, he feels like he just came in.
Right. And yet this barn is considerably warmer than it is outside. Now, take a look at the runners of the cutter.
Oh, I see what you mean. Snow on them's only beginning to melt.
Exactly. This sleigh hasn't been inside here any longer than 5 minutes. Now, obviously, Sherwin's been lying to us about a number of things.
Where's the sleigh been all the time?
With any luck, we can find out. Come out here, man.
Oh, I get it. The tracks in the snow.
Now, look there. One set of tracks lead off in that direction. Well, that's where the sleigh must have come from when they put it in the barn just now. Come on, Bart. Get the horse. We're going to follow those tracks.
This is the darndest thing I've ever run into. Oh, whatever it is, that fellow Sherwin and his nephew are in it up to their neck.
I only hope it isn't what I think it is. Now, wait a minute. What's this we're coming to?
It looks like an old quarry.
That's just what it is. And look. There's where the sleigh tracks end. Hold on.
Oh. Yeah, two sets of footprints, too.
Come on. We're getting somewhere.
Here they are. Hey, stop over here. And what's been going on here?
Hole in the snow. They were burying something here, Bart.
Of course, the bones. Frank, I'm afraid you're right. Hey, we better hurry back to Inns and Aunt Belle. We left them with that caretaker. They're in danger. Come on.
No. Hold it, Bart. There's nothing buried here. See for yourself. The hole was never dug any deeper than this. The ground's all frozen below it.
Well, you're right. The hole must have been dug for some reason.
Our first guess was right, to bury the bones. Look, here's one of them that was overlooked.
Oh, let's see. That just gets worse and worse. We better get the police at once.
Never mind the police yet. Let's get back to the house.
Oh, you're right. We never should have left Inns and Aunt Belle alone with them. No telling what might happen.
Now, wait a minute. I want one more look at this ground around
but
here.
But, Frank, don't just stand there staring at the ground. Come on. We may be too late as it is.
All right. I found out what I wanted to know. Come along, Bart. We're going back to the house and confront Sherwin and his nephew. They have some explaining to do.
Inza, you all right?
Frank, what happened? Did you find out, Dave?
Yes, Inza, we did, and we found out a great deal more, too.
What right have you to butt into this?
I suppose this is your nephew, Mr. Sherwin?
That's right. What about it?
Well, I'm glad he's here, because both of you have some tall explaining to do.
We don't owe no explanations to the likes of you.
Oh, don't you? What were you doing with the buried cutter out there at the quarry?
Oh, I must have followed
the tracks. Shut up, Luke.
Luke's right, Sherwin. We did follow your tracks in the snow.
Then you found...
Found what?
Oh, why waste time with them, Frank? Let's get into the police with the whole story.
The police?
Now, wait a minute, boys. We didn't kill old Mr. Neal. I swear we didn't. We had nothing to do with it. We didn't even know about it until...
Not so fast, Mr. Sherwin. Who said anything about old Mr. Neal?
You mean those words? You mean he isn't dead?
As far as I know, there's no proof one way or the other.
But, Frank, the skeleton man fell and I found in the basement.
And don't try to say it was our imagination again. I know perfectly well we saw it.
And so did these two. Didn't they take them out to the quarry to bury them?
Well, then you did find them.
No, we didn't. Where have you hidden them now?
What's that?
They were gone?
You know darn well they were.
Easy, Bart. Go on, Sherwin. Start talking. You're not guilty of anything. You have no reason not to tell the whole story.
All right, I'll tell you. Only you won't believe me.
At least give me a chance.
We haven't done nothing wrong. When old Mr. Neal went away, Luke and I were given the caretaker's job for as long as the house was vacant.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand. You were afraid that if Mr. Neal were proved dead, the place would be rented or sold, and you and your nephew would be out of a job, right?
Yes, sir. I guess that's about the size of it. When Luke heard the women folks find those bones down the basement, he tried to get rid of them so there'd be no investigation. That's all there is to it. I swear.
Oh,
that's a likely story. You certainly don't believe them, do you, Frank?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
What? Oh, Frank, those bones we found, you can't ignore a thing like that.
Oh, sure. Where are they now? Someone stole them from the quarry after Luke had buried them. How do you explain that?
Well, don't be too sure the bones are missing. I think I can lead you to them right now.
Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about, Frank? Where are they?
Come along with me, all of you, and I'll show you.
What's the idea, Frank? Who's down here in the basement?
The one who stole the bones from the quarry, of course. I'll show you.
Oh, my heavens, it seems to me I've spent the best part of the day in this basement. Oh,
wait. Here we are.
But that's the room where I first saw them, Frank.
Listen. Someone's in there right now.
Frank, is it the murderer?
I wouldn't call him a murderer exactly, Enter. He's more a collector of bones. Now watch, I'll open the door.
Oh, Frank, be careful.
Now. All right, you. Come out of it.
Why?
Oh, please.
It's a dog.
That old man Neal's dog. It's all right, boy. It's all right now. You
How
know
you
her.
Get in there?
Oh, shut up.
Goodness, the bones, they're back.
Naturally. The dog brought them back here to his favorite spot after they'd been buried in the quarry.
Oh, how awful. Who was it, Frank?
No one at all. Now, take a good look at those bones. They're lamb bones, such as a dog might carry off and bury.
Well, I'll be hanged.
How did you know that, Frank? I mean, that we'd find them back here again.
Well, it was mostly a guess, Bart. You see, when we traced Luke out to the quarry, I thought we might be getting into something pretty serious. That is, until we found that single bone half buried in the snow. You remember?
Oh, sure. What about it?
Well, when I picked it up, I thought it didn't look quite like a human bone, and I also noticed the teeth marks of a dog on it. Now, I looked around in the snow then and saw the dog's tracks, and the whole thing practically explained itself.
Oh! And the dog had his favorite hiding place for his bones. When he found them in a quarry, he naturally brought them right back here.
And all along, we thought, oh, my goodness, what a relief. Then everything's perfectly all right.
Indeed, it is not. The moment we get back to town, I'm going to see Mr. Nelson. I have no intention of spending an entire summer in a house with a boneyard in the basement.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe. Bart is Hal Studer, and Inza is Elaine Ross. Other members of the cast were Irene Hubbard, Edwin Jerome, Charles Mullen, and Frank Milano. Original music is by Paul Kaufman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Ed King. This is Mel Brand speaking.